The Internet, the final frontier.
Well, hello. On today's episode, we'll bring you a full recap of Halloween alternative commentary for you folios who missed it. Plus, Flying Dog Brewery presents Big Trouble in Little China. I'm Justin Eisenstadt.
I'm Colin Kakinis.
And I'm Sean Holmes.
And you just got to the good part. Strap in and sit tight, because we are boldly going nowhere. Welcome to episode 34 of Boldly Going Nowhere. I'm Justin Eisenstadt.
I'm Colin Kakinis.
And I'm Sean Holmes.
And we have a couple things to talk about. The first one being the event we just had this past weekend, which, Colin, how would you describe it?
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
I believe you used the phrase moderate success.
I think it was a moderate success.
It was a moderate success. And I liked it a lot.
Yeah, so we're gonna reflect. So our time is a safe space. It's a safe space for us to put our feelings out there about how we think alternative commentary.
Feelings.
There's no one here to listen, just the three of us, and all the listeners, them too. But we trust them.
Yeah.
We trust them.
I'd like to think so.
They trust us. There's a lot of mutual respect going on here. So let's start talking about it. So this was the first time we've ever done something like this, and I had a lot of fun with it. Obviously. There's things we did wrong, things we have to improve, but we should also stop and celebrate the things we did well. So, do you want to start?
I'll with the good news or the bad news?
Yeah, do you want to start? Yeah, exactly. Do you want to start with the positive stuff or the negative stuff?
Might as well start with the bad stuff, get that out of the way.
Yeah, which is a long list. number one, not a lot of people came, but that not exactly was our fault. That was just an impediment due to the venue.
Yeah, well, let's back up a little bit. And just in case you were not familiar and you hadn't heard the explanation or you didn't see the Facebook or anything, or you're just completely unaware of what this was that we actually did, we'll give you a quick summary of what Halloween alternative commentary was. Basically, think Riff Tracks, think Mystery Science Theater, us.
Ask your parents.
Ask your parents if you're not familiar. and for permission before logging on. Always get an adult.
Always get an adult to ask permission to log on.
Dangerous stuff on that internet.
Yes.
And you're listening to it.
Make sure you bring two cups this time. Anyway.
So basically what we did was we watched two horror movies. I guess you could say more like two and a half. Or sorry.
One and a half.
One and a half. Because we didn't watch all of the first one. So we started with Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Which, quite frankly, was going to be the original movie we were going to riff on. But after watching it, we were just like, the movie is just too awful. We can't get an entire movie. I mean, we couldn't get through the entire movie without, like, literally just dying halfway through.
Yeah, we had a lot of solid stuff at the beginning, but once you get to the middle, it really starts to drag on. And the problem is the movie is the kind of movie that makes fun of itself, so it's hard to write jokes about it when it's already, like, clearly not taking itself seriously. So what we did with that was I edited it down, trimmed up the clips, and took an hour and 20-minute movie and turned it into a 20-minute movie. And we'll get to that, actually, because I actually would put that in the positives category. So we'll get to how that went.
All right.
And then our feature presentation was
The Lost Boys.
Oh, Kiefer Sutherland.
Yes. Directed by Joel Schumacher, starring Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Corey Haim.
Corey Feldman.
Jason Patrick.
Which is like the only other movie people know him for besides Speed 2.
And the one female character in the movie.
No, there were two. There were two.
If you count
Diane,
the mom.
Diane Wiest and that other chick.
Diane Wiest.
Wiest.
Yes. If you count the mom, then yeah, there were two. A total of two.
Oh, and Richie Rich Sr.
Yeah. Oh, and let's not forget Bill S. Preston.
Oh, yes. Bill S. Preston,
Alex
Esquire.
Winter. In that movie as well.
It probably
epitomizes the worst of what the 80s has to offer.
Plus the worst of what Joel Schumacher has to offer.
Oh my god. So
like you thought Batman and Robin was bad. I mean this movie had vampires, like sparkly vampires 20 years early.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people are like, oh, I hate Twilight because it turned vampires into a joke. Vampires have been a joke long before Twilight, and this movie is proof of that.
Yes. Plus, there's a very oily man basically raping a saxophone.
There's a giant, yes, greasy, muscly...
Shawn Michaels.
Who kind of looks like...
Shawn Michaels lookalike, yeah.
Yeah, who looks like WWE wrestler Shawn Michaels.
It's kind of creepy.
Stunt double.
So that was supposed to be our future presentation. And so let's get into the negative stuff, because right off the bat, our problem was, you might almost say we prepared too much for this. In some ways we prepared too much, and in some ways we didn't prepare enough, because we had all these pre-written jokes and like bits that we were going to do that like we thought were hilarious, you know.
Well, after reviewing it, like these jokes, you review it like a bunch of times, and we thought it was funny just for the sheer fact that it was repeated a bunch of times.
Right, and also because it was just among the four of us. There's a huge difference doing something when it's just, like, you in a small group as opposed to doing it in front of other people who are not necessarily in on the joke. And that was a problem in some cases. There were parts that we thought were going to just knock people dicks in the dirt.
And how funny like the, they were. Like the, I'll spoil the what we had there, the Tiny Tim part.
Yes, there was.
We can speak vaguely about it and not give it away.
Yeah, I don't want to give too much away, because we're still going to, like...
We're not going to say where Tiny Tim is.
For you people...
Who Tiny Tim is.
For you people. For you people who didn't actually get to come to the event, but still want to enjoy the majesty of Halloween Alternative Commentary, we will provide all the sound files, basically the recording of what we did, and then instructions on how to sync it up with the film.
Including the one freeze frame that we paused.
Yeah, that's... There's actually a few places where we paused.
Yeah,
I think
we're gonna have to listen to the entire thing.
Right, so you'll need to follow these instructions.
We paused a lot during Killer Clowns, but actually I don't think we paused once in.
Well, we're not
paused at least one time in Lost Boys. But basically, what I'm saying is that it will not be too much more difficult than syncing up, say, Wizard of Oz with Dark Side of the Moon. If you can do that, or if you can watch Wizard People, Dear Reader. You should be able to get through this, no problem. So the other thing that goes into the whole preparing too much thing is the sound effects.
Too much Chris Hansen, I thought.
Way too much Chris Hansen, and I still thought it was funny. I had a lot
of fun. I laughed. I thought it was hilarious. Mm-hmm. Just people don't receive Chris Hansen.
Well, no,
well.
It's the thing is, it was the movie was too loud. Chris Hansen was too soft.
Or vice versa.
Sometimes Chris Hansen was way too loud.
Yeah. Chris Hansen would just come in there and just blow your eardrums out. And people, it was jarring.
It was doubly bad for us because we were sitting right next to the goddamn speaker.
Maybe it wasn't as bad for them as it was for us. But, like, so maybe I'm exaggerating on how bad I thought it was. But, yeah, like,
I don't think
those
you
sound
be...
clips just... But almost every time, just dead silence.
Yeah, I don't think you get any... No, there were some good ones. Bill and Ted, excellent!
Yes, applying the excellent... That worked pretty much every time.
Bogus also
so
got
anything,
it. Yeah.
Anything Bill and Ted related worked.
Speed Racer was the best.
Speed Racer...
That, the good stuff.
Yeah.
Actually, alright, is there any more negative stuff? So
the mic problems, which is something that, you know, if when working with, like, new equipment, it's hard to avoid. Plus, the cables that we had were kind of shitty.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even really factor in technical difficulties, because that's not something you can really control. But in terms of how we did, I think we thought we were going to put on a show for you, the audience. And it was more about, in our minds, it was more about us entertaining them than enjoying the film as a group. Which we'll get to when we talk about things to improve for the next time we do this event. So it was a learning curve, and there were a lot of jokes. There were a lot of times where we said stuff and I thought it was just silence. That being said, let's move to the positive stuff, because there were, I think, plenty of positive.
There was awesome positive stuff. I thought that the Speed Racer bit, when we played Speed Racer while they're on the motorcycles, that worked really well. So much that, like, when I started to turn up the regular music, and Carl's like, oh God, please turn it back
on. Yeah, they were just like, play it again, play it again.
Again, and we did, and it synced up perfectly.
Yeah. Like, we weren't even... And here's the funny thing. We didn't even prep Speed Racer for the original. Originally, we had the lineup ready to go day of. And I just thought back. I was like, all right, what could we do just to add in just like a little bit? I was like, we'll add in, how about Speed Racer? Speed Racer work. And actually, we're going to use Speed Racer for...
in Killer Clowns.
And we're going to use Speed Racer for Killer Clowns, but it ended up not working out that way, and we ended up using it in Lost Boys, and it just ended up being better than we could have imagined.
Yeah. So, the Killer Clowns thing also went better than I was expecting. I mean, I didn't think it was going to, like, bomb, otherwise I wouldn't have done it in the first place, but I was like, I don't know what people's reactions are going to be to this movie. Mm-hmm. But they actually got into it, and I think that was something that we can use as a strength, because that was the part of the night where we actually did have a lot of audience participation. We had a lot more audience participation during Killer Clowns than we did during Lost Boys, because we didn't like prep jokes for Killer Clowns.
The joke is pretty much the movie.
Right, which worked in our favor because...
And the one part that where you kind of inserted audio into the puppet thing, people, they laughed, but it wasn't like a big laugh. It wasn't as big a laugh as we were expecting.
It wasn't a huge laugh.
But
I still thought it was funny.
I thought it was hilarious.
and that's the thing. I mean, so much of like trying to like do comedy or make people laugh is you're always doing what you think is going to make yourself laugh first. Like, no one tells jokes that they themselves wouldn't think is funny. And so, as long as, like, we're always going to be entertained by what we do, and that's, we haven't really done a lot of stuff in front of other people. But that being said, Killer Clowns was, Dave's hair,
Killer hit. Killer Clowns killed.
Yeah. Killer Clowns killed, yeah.
It played, I mean, basically.
No clowning either.
No clowning.
And basically, because it was short, sweet, to the point, and it was very fast, and it's kind of up to date with a lot of these people's mindsets, where it's just kind of, you know, they watch videos on the internet and they get their fulfillment and they're done.
I mean, Dave's hair was a huge hit.
Dave's hair.
We can say quick and withstand any storm. No FEMA needed.
It was perfectly coiffed.
That is some durable hair,
right?
Yes. If the levees in New Orleans had been made out of Dave's hair,
if NASA were still in existence for the space program, they would use.
They would
his
just
hair.
Coat the ship in Dave's
in
hair.
In Dave's hair,
yeah.
It's light, it's durable, it works,
and it's so silky smooth.
Dave's hair from Killer Clowns.
Oh man, but another thing is, I honestly believe that although we did some of the sound clips didn't play, we're aware of that. But those that did were the ones we weren't expecting, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we did mention that, but I mean, like I said, Speed Racer was one we added the day of. The Bill and Ted ones we had always planned on using, because...
I'm still so bummed about Tiny Tim not working, because every time we did it, we lost our shit.
Every time we watched that clip, we laughed our asses off.
And it was just crickets, blank stares.
People are like, what the fuck are they talking about?
And I'm just like, I wanted to just like shrink down in my seat and just like disappear. Because I was so embarrassed during that part. But
yeah, well, not every joke is a hit.
You know, and the thing is, I really like how we tested this out and we actually did it. A lot of these people, a lot of these podcasts will never even think of throwing something like this live.
Yeah, I mean, this only helps us prepare for the future.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big thing. Is
and learning from it. And, just,
and
exactly.
Let's go on record now. We are going to do another event.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And some things we've learned. Little to no sound effects. Maybe just say no sound effects at all.
If they got to be in there, keep them as sparse as possible.
Yeah, but the point is, we get the audience involved. Make it a group activity and not us entertaining them.
Also, I think we need to work on some of our improv skills.
We definitely
and
should. Yeah, we
there's some exercises that I remember from acting class at work, and we can also look up some online.
Yeah,
and see, and just kind of like go through those exercises before like each podcast. That way, we're all on edge, and we're all like on beat, and we can deal with things, especially in a live situation.
And you know what? Actually, this is actually a good forum to actually bring it up. Why don't we put this question out to the audience? Something that we could possibly improve on at a live event. Something you'd like to see personally at a live event. We'll put the question up on our YouTube page. We'll put the question up on our Facebook page. you answer, we'll look over your answers and possibly go over some of them online.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, if you want to answer that question, you can leave us a comment on Facebook, or you can send an email to bgnpodcast@gmail.com.
And we'll read it on our next episode this Friday.
Or tweet us at bgnpodcasts.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
All right, well, I think we've talked enough about Outcome.
Overall,
solid experience.
Solid event. Check out the video on the Boldly Going Nowhere Facebook page.
Yeah, we did we did a costume contest.
And the costumes range from shitty to pretty epic.
So yeah. I'd put that as a plus also.
Yes. All right, now I'm going to now in our focus to start promoting more live events in our region. Tonight, Sean, Justin, and myself, and Ben from BS Reviews, we went to a event hosted by Flying Dog at the Weinberg Center for the Arts, and quite frankly, it probably was the highlight of my week.
It was great. Now, Flying Dog, if you're not familiar with them, they're a brewery, a local brewery here in Frederick, and
Kick-ass
they make
brewery.
Some pretty damn good beer, actually.
Yes.
You can get Flying Dog Brewery pretty much wherever you can get domestic beers. Like, they're not like a small, they're actually a pretty big operation.
Yeah, I think so. I think you can get them like, was it the Mid-Atlantic area is where they're biggest?
You've probably seen the Raging Bitch in your local liquor store.
Oh yeah, IPA.
That's kind of, I would say that's their most popular.
Yes. But they're actually throwing an event I think it's the last Wednesday of every month, they said? Mm-hmm. Last Wednesday of every month, they're showing a film from the 70s to the 80s at the Weinberg Center, which is this beautiful old theater in downtown Frederick.
And it's also where 72 Fest
was
held.
Yes.
And also Flying Dog actually was involved with 72 Fest because they held the meet and greet.
The meet and greet prior to the actual event.
Yeah, so the Flying Dog guys are really cool, and they want to be involved in what's going on in Frederick, and so do we. So that's why we're going to make it our mission to get the word out on this film series as much as possible and try and go to every single one and then discuss it, starting with tonight.
Tonight's movie, one of my personal favorites.
We've talked about it many times on
the
show.
Yes, we have.
Kurt Russell.
It's Big Trouble in Little China. A nice little gem from 1986.
Yeah.
Gem.
I mean, how many...
It's outrageous. It's totally, totally outrageous.
It's like that hot pink, you know. That's like, I could describe it as a color. It's hot pink. It's obnoxious. When you look at it, you're like, what the fuck?
I mean, just look
that at... That doesn't belong.
Just look at Kurt Russell's tank top.
Yeah. That was unnecessary.
Nothing screams, I am a mullet. Manly man.
Mullet.
Manly man. Hey, party in... business in front, party in the back.
But those who have listened to this podcast before, I've mentioned Kurt Russell in this movie a lot, but
we've had it on our list of like biggest what the fuck moments, just
a couple of different ones.
Big is like guilty pleasures.
Oh, it's definitely a guilty pleasure because the movie is dumb as hell.
We've talked about it.
But it's one of those movies that I've seen it 100 times, more than 100 times, and I'll still watch it. Whenever I'm just in the mood for just a bad movie.
And you know what is amazing about that movie is that no matter how many times I see it, there's still so many parts about the plot that I just cannot figure out. There's like these little mysteries that continue to nag at me. Like, because they don't, there's things that they like explain, but then there's things that are just completely left untouched.
Okay, give me a for instance.
I mean, Jack Burton and Wang's relationship. We never find out what their history actually was.
They're best friends.
But we never find out what their past is. Like, how they know each other, what their...
Few lines of dialogue
If
may
memory serves
helped.
Correctly, Justin, if you were listening to their conversation at the beginning when Wang couldn't slice the bottle in half, you know, I was like, I just thought, you know, racial differences notwithstanding, we're just Californians.
Well, yeah, but there's also that.
But, I mean,
part...
think about it. California is a big fucking state. It's like, what? Do all Californians just know each other?
There's also the part.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take your word on that, Charlie.
Yeah, of course they do.
Okay. California.
Just like all Chinese people know each other.
California. We made it. No, we didn't.
There's that part where they're all about to take that magic potion.
Yes.
And Jack and Wang make that, like toast to the military. And I'm like, I've never figured out, like, was that just, like, a joke to them? Or were they like, in the military or something? Did they, like...
Was it the feather?
Yeah, maybe...
May the wings of liberty never lose a feather.
I love that. I was like... I love the cheer after that, too. And here's another thing. And, like, yeah, and yeah, it's on Netflix. It's American.
Anyway,
one of these things with these live events is that it's that crowd. And you don't get that from...
Yeah, it's...
From stumbling home from work and then flipping on your Wii for the Netflix. Like, it doesn't... You don't get that.
You can pop in a DVD, get a couple friends around, you can laugh, but... Going to a theater.
A huge theater. Like, used for actual theater. You know?
The theater.
You're like Kelsey Grammer. Theater!
Yeah.
Acting!
But, I mean, this was, like, literally, we went in there, like, 200 people sat and laughed their asses off at this movie. I mean, come on. It doesn't get any better than that.
No, it doesn't.
Especially the fact that they served beer right before we walked in.
Some delicious flying dog...
Pale ale, man. Pale ale. You cannot get better.
It's the spot. How much that set you back?
$3.
A bottle? Very reasonable.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Well, it's because
What a bargain.
Well, it's because they were running the event and they were doing it at a discount.
Jeffrey, put back that beer. It's too expensive. No,
but
Mom.
That beer is too expensive.
Dude, I'm not going to lie to you.
Mom,
they got
$3.
You can have a metric ton of ramen. Don't get beer. You'll waste your money even more.
But I'm not gonna lie, that whole setup was just phenomenal, and I'm in agreement. We need to go to like every single one of these series because it's on the last Wednesday or the closest to the last Wednesday of every month. The next one, I'm even more excited about.
So it's gonna be so amazing.
Yes, on November 30th at 7:30 p.m. at the Weinberg. They're showing Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
The OG, the original.
Gene Wilder.
Let me just read the description they have here. A world of pure imagination comes alive as poor boy Charlie Bucket gets the opportunity of a lifetime when he finds
Charlie.
Candy Master Willy Wonka's golden ticket.
Hi, Millie.
And yes, we are talking about the 1970s version of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, not Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, Johnny Depp is not invited to this event.
No.
No.
Johnny Depp need not apply.
But all of you are.
Or any clones.
No clones. No, yeah, no creepy.
No clones. No Johnny
South
Depp.
American
no Christopher
clones.
Lee.
What about Jar Jar?
No.
Jar Jar invited.
No, Jar Jar is not invited. Here, have your plushie.
Hey.
Anyway, but.
Hey, present. Please,
anyway. Anyway, but.
No.
I would say. I would say this is definitely one of the better live events I've been into in downtown Frederick in a while.
Yeah, and I mean, whatever substance that you need to use to get in the mood to watch Willy Wonka, go right ahead. If it's beer, all the better. But,
if it's beer, trust
if you
me,
have
they got
some
your...
other thing besides beer.
Whatever you're going to do.
Or liquor. I don't know what that is. I haven't heard of it.
So. Just do us a favor.
Is just do
just
it at home.
Do a favor, you know, do it at home.
Do it at home.
Then
first.
Come and watch.
Don't bring it to the event. Whatever you got to do, I totally support you and whatever you're going to do. Just keep it at home.
But I'm going to be honest.
But
if
it's
you want,
be awesome.
Yeah, if you want beer, they got you covered.
Like, seriously, you guys, it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be one of those epic nights.
The ticket's only $7, too.
Yeah, tickets are only $7. That's half the price of a normal movie ticket nowadays.
Where you're going to get
Plus you're getting far more entertainment.
And I know...
Getting disappointed anyway.
And I know maybe you're asking yourself, like, why should I pay money to see a movie that I've seen a million times? And you know what?
It's the experience.
There's something about seeing a movie that you've seen before, like, just on TV... Seeing something that you've never seen on the big screen that you've seen a million times, it's a completely different experience. It like
exactly.
totally reinvigorates your passion and your enthusiasm for this movie, and you honestly like pay closer attention to it and you enjoy it more. And also, you're drunk and you're drinking flying dog, delicious beer,
epic.
Getting drunk at the movie theater, I support that 100%.
It's
right?
a movie theater that you can get drunk at.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, you
what,
can't
what,
get drunk in the actual theater,
you
but you
that
can get...
At the Regal
that's
Cinemas?
The thing. What more of an incentive do you need? You can get drunk at the theater than go into the theater and watch the movie.
Yeah.
What more do you need, people?
Yeah, so that event's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be bringing you more coverage of this and hopefully any other events that Flying Dog does or events at the Weinberg. There's actually some fairly big names coming to the Weinberg.
I mean, Brian Regan was there not too long ago, last week.
The biggest one, Howie Mandel, is coming to the Weinberg.
If you need that little bit of chin hair in your life.
Oh, Colin's getting excited because he saw what the December movie is.
Oh.
It's Caddyshack.
No way.
It's Caddyshack, and it's on my birthday.
Freaking Caddyshack.
It is on my birthday.
That is your birthday.
That is on my birthday. Oh. I'm so going.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I get to go see Caddyshack.
You have to dress up in a cat, you know, in the whole golf uniform.
Oh no, fuck that shit. I'm gonna dress as the gopher. I'm alright. Don't nobody worry about me.
Hey man, if you ever just wanna rap or get weird with somebody, you know, yeah. I'm always here.
Awesome. Well,
basement has been retired, damn you. It's been retired.
We're in the studio now. It's all good.
Because we're going to the White House.
The White House.
Thank you. Anyway, but yes, Flying Dog, check out flyingdogale.com. That's their website, if memory serves correctly.
Yummy, yummy beers.
So the only other thing I want to discuss real quick before we wrap this up. Last night I saw Lion King 3D. That movie was only supposed to be in theaters for 2 weeks, but I guess they keep extending it because people are going to see it. And
another one of those movies, man. It's like
In Pennsylvania, pink pajamas, penguins on the bottom. Pink pajamas, penguins on the bottom.
Funny story. We were actually talking about this. Funny story. We were actually talking about this on the ride in.
It is time.
Sorry. Remember, did you know the president actually used a clip of The Lion King?
Who you are.
During a speech?
Remember
who you are. Switch to Verizon Wireless. I am your father. My son. I am your father. I am your father.
That's not true. That's impossible.
Drink Coke.
You're a lion. Shut up.
Anyway. I'm sorry. This ticket is not an instant winner. Please play again.
Please press star 69.
Okay, what were you saying about back the president? In time. El Presidente?
El Presidente actually used a clip from The Lion King in a speech. It was pretty funny.
What?
What happened was...
Did he say, remember?
No.
Who you are.
He should have.
Remember who you are.
Yes, we can.
I like the Lion King.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
It means no worries.
That is a wonderful phrase.
Yes. It's our problem-free philosophy.
Our problem-free philosophy.
Anyway,
it means no worries.
Means no worries.
All right, so here's what happened.
For the rest of our days.
Remember that big snafu that people were making?
I was pretty good at pop impersonations between us both.
But you remember that whole snafu people were making about his birth certificate, him not being an American citizen?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
You remember now? Yeah. It was basically at a White House press corps dinner, him, a bunch of other members of the press, Donald Trump was sitting out in the audience, and basically Obama just starts roasting Trump, and then it's like, I didn't even believe it, but they actually dug up footage of my birth video. It's like, and you know, I haven't seen this in almost 40 years, so here it is, and they just start, and they play The Lion King, and it's just, people lose their shit.
Which part?
The beginning
with the
song. Yeah, that one. After they play that clip, he goes back. It's like, now just to make sure things are clear, that was a cartoon. That actually didn't happen. I just don't want people to misconstrue that whole event.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Say what you will about Obama's.
I follow him on Twitter. You can always follow me on Twitter.
Say what you will about Obama's abilities as a president. He's badass. He's a badass.
The guy can make a joke.
Yeah.
So yeah, Lion King 3D.
If memory serves correctly, he also what was it? When Stephen Colbert, remember when Stephen Colbert did that army episode where he's on the army base,
and then he shaved his head.
Yeah, that was the beauty of it. Like, he actually, Obama showed up in a video message to them, and he was like, "Wait," he was like, "I actually heard what you said." He's like, "Wait, you heard that? What are your spy satellites that good?" "No, it's just my ears are that big." What?
Yeah, like Obama is the exact opposite of Bush. Like Bush was hilarious unintentionally. Like Obama actually is a hilarious dude.
Yes.
Like.
And I still smoke.
But seriously, Lion King.
Virginia Slims are really smooth.
You quiet you. I don't like. I hate 3D movies, but honestly, I really enjoyed that, and that music. Oh, it just takes me back.
Like, how does a 2D animation work out in 3D?
You know what? I'm not a 3D biologist, but they did it. They
did it. Did it work?
It worked. It looked really great. It looked
wearing the Pooh glasses.
They definitely like redrew. I think they redrew the scenes and stuff. Like that's very possible. Redid it. It's not like they just took the old.
It is Disney. It's not like they can't
3D effects on it. Like they completely redid it.
Yeah, I can believe it. Why do you think it took from, like, what? It came out in, like, what, 96?
Yeah, it looks great and it sounds amazing. Like,
Scar... You know there's poop on those glasses, right? There's trace amounts of poop, feces in each glass. These
pair of glasses. Why you gotta come in here and salt my game like that?
No, I'm not salting the movie. The movie's fine. You're just watching it through just, poop, you poop glasses. Here and
you're looking at them through poop.
You're salting poop. My game. You're poop.
I'm sorry.
You're poop.
Sorry.
Right. I didn't mean that.
Bros.
We are bros.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. See, that was like an incredibly complicated handshake. Did you not see?
Actually,
right, let's do this again. All right, ready?
Actually, if you can't see, they're actually just slapping their dicks together. That's their handshake.
No, it sounds
don't
like this.
Don't tell them the secret. Now they're gonna know. Now people are gonna come up.
There. Anyway,
now people are gonna come up to us and want to do the secret handshakes, and I don't need any more people walking up to me with their dicks out.
The only problem is you don't reciprocate
like,
ever.
Some people like to rock out with their cock out.
As I've said on the show before, I have a strict cock in policy when it comes to
rocking. I'll only do it if women will jam out with their clam out.
Will you let me finish my damn story about the Lion King?
If their clam can go out, they've been around too long.
Seriously, just let me finish. We're almost done with this show. We're almost done with this thing.
It's derailed at this point. You know it.
Whatever. Damn story.
I finished the story.
Amazing. At the end, you know, they're playing Can You Feel the Love Tonight over the credits, and the theater clears out, and Leah and I just, like, stood there, and we're just, like, dancing and singing along, and I'm pretty sure we freaked the fuck out of that projectionist, because he was just watching us. We're the only two people standing left in the theater, and we're just, like, standing there singing.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, though.
And then he comes back out and he comes into the theater with a broom. He's like, "What evening."
So let me ask you a question, though.
You can after
all this,
are you a swinger couple?
I was pantomiming a broom motion.
So after all that movie, right, and after the singing and dancing, did you feel the love that night?
It's enough to make kings and vagabonds leave them there.
Excellent.
You have to do it with a Scott Stapp voice, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Until next time.
Anyway.
Until next time, I'm Justin Eisenstein.
I'm Colin Kakamas.
And I'm Sean Holmes.
And we are boldly going nowhere.
Outro.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Ghost Trace Nomos production.
Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata, ain't no passing craze. I mean, no worries for the rest of your days. It's a fantasy philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
I better not be you singing that.